breast a bloody cross he bore, the dear remembrance of his dying lord, for whose sweet sake that glorious badge he wore, and dead as living ever him adored. Upon his shield the like was also scored, for sovereign hope, which in his help he had. Right, faithful, true, he was in deed and word, but of his cheer did seem too solemn sad. Yet nothing did he dread, but ever was he dread. And forth they pass with pleasure forward led, joying to hear the bird's sweet harmony, which therein shrouded from the tempest dread, seemed in their song to scorn the cruel sky. Much can they praise the trees so straight and high, the sailing pine, the cedar proud and tall, the vine-prop elm, the poplar never dry, the builder oak, sole king of forests all, the aspen good for staves, the cypress funeral, the laurel mead of mighty conquerors and poet sage, the fir that weepeth still, the willow worn of forlorn paramours, the yew obedient to the bender's will, the birch for shafts, the sallow for the mill, the myrrh sweet bleeding in the bitter wound, the warlike beech, the ash for nothing ill, the fruitful olive and the plantain round, the carver home, the maple seldom inward sound. And all the way with great lamenting pain, and piteous plaints she filleth his dull ears. That stony heart could riven have in twain, and all the way she wets with flowing tears. But he, enraged with rancor, nothing hears. The servile beast yet would not leave her so, but follows her far off, nay aught he fears to be partaker of her wandering woe, more mild in beastly kind than that her beastly foe. The noble heart that harbors virtuous thought, and is with child of glorious great intent, can never rest until it forth have brought the eternal brood of glory excellent. What man is he that boasts of fleshly might and vain assurance of mortality, which, all so soon as it doth come to fight against spiritual foes, yields by and by, or from the field most coward doth fly? Nay, let the man ascribe it to his skill that through grace hath gained a victory. If any strength we have, it is to ill. But all the good is God's, both power and evil.